In Wisconsin, people are celebrating a retro Yuletide tradition. Wisconsin Public Radio's Patty Murray visited the birthplace of the aluminum Christmas tree and sent this report.
In 1959, the Aluminum Specialty Company began production on an over-the-top fake Christmas tree called the Evergleam. It was the first mass-produced aluminum tree on the market, manufactured in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Millions of Evergleams were shipped all over the country.
We are the girls of the specialty. We specialize in Christmas trees. We can cut them, we can wind them.
Ginger Barenbrook worked the graveyard shift on the Evergleam production line during the summer of 1959. She and her co-workers wrote this song to keep themselves awake.
We are the girls of the specialty. We make Christmas trees.
Barenbrook says at the end of the 50s, the trees were must-have.
In the 50s, it was a happy time. People were ready for changes in life, and they were a big item.
But for everlasting decorations that promised not to drop pine needles on the carpet, aluminum trees quickly fell out of favor. By the mid-60s, they were seen by many as part of what was wrong with Christmas, over-commercialization.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
In the 1965 classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas, Charlie and Linus head to the tree lot and find the metallic trees a bit too hollow for their tastes.
This really brings Christmas close to a person.
Fantastic.
As the back-to-nature mentality took hold, the end of production was near. By 1969, the Evergleam was gone, relegated to thrift shops and garage sales. That's where two Manitowoc photographers began seeing them about 15 years ago. Julie Lindemann is putting together an Evergleam. The tree's needles are made from a stiff foil, all coiled around a metal rod that sticks into a silvery trunk.
There are 58 branches, all in these individual paper sleeves. So this is quite the project. It sets up in minutes.
Lindemann and her partner, John Shimon, have written a book on the trees. Julie Lindemann says it was the Charlie Brown special that sounded the death knell for aluminum Christmas trees.
They really did become symbols of consumerism, and that they didn't represent the true meaning of Christmas.
The photo book celebrating the aluminum trees has sparked memories of Cold War Christmases past. And Lindemann says she's glad people are embracing an aspect of town history that's literally been in the closet for decades.
I don't think people in an industrial town often take their past or their history very seriously. And now that the book's come out, I've seen this total turnaround where people now are sitting around and taking this history more seriously. And the memories are kind of pouring out.
Indeed, it's an aluminum Christmas season in Manitowoc this year. Silver, gold, and yes, pink versions of the trees are sprouting up in storefronts all over. But don't ask how much. No one here seems willing to sell theirs. The vintage trees can bring hundreds of dollars on eBay. The highly coveted pink trees sell for $1,000 or more. Ginger Barenbrook is proud that the product she helped produce is now being rediscovered.
I think it's exciting. It's brought a lot of notoriety to Manitowoc, which was the aluminum capital of the world at one time in the 50s. It's fun to see people digging through attics and having something valuable that they thought was worthless.
But Barenbrook won't be assembling an Evergleam in her home this year. She gave hers to the Goodwill more than 30 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.